Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
If I were brave, I'd walk the razor's edge where fools and dreamers dare to tread.
Welcome to Vibrant Living, Life Coaching with Carla. Join certified life coach Carla McClellan as she shares strategies and solutions designed to help you create a more vibrant life. Now, here's your host, Coach Carla.
Welcome, my friends. This is your host, Life Coach Carla, and I'm delighted to be here on air with you. And to those of you who are listening to this show downloaded from our archives on Tuesday, November the 26th, we're just a couple of days away from Thanksgiving. And our topic today is vitally important for our overall health and well-being. We're talking about how to eat properly through the holidays in order to experience vibrant health, vibrant energy, total well-being, and to be the best we can possibly be, no matter what age or stage we are at our life. My guest today is Susan Smith Jones. She's a PhD, a well-renowned author, speaker, motivational speaker. She was talking about optimum health and wholeness back when it was just a mere idea in the minds of doctors, and yet she barely looks out of her 30s. Susan Smith Jones has lived this life and lived it vibrantly and well. She has trained many people from students at UCLA to people all over this world discussing how to be completely confident and balanced in your life, your prosperity, and your experience of wholeness. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carla. It's wonderful to be back with you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you so much. I know for most of us, Thanksgiving is a time when we think about eating all the foods that are quote-unquote wrong for us and pray that we don't gain weight. There are very few people on the opposite end of the spectrum who wouldn't mind if they gained a few pounds, but what we're all striving for in life is to have that balanced sense of well-being, body, mind, and spirit integrated into a wholeness of life, to feel that vibrant and alive feeling. So, Susan, it's really important today that you give our listeners tips and tools for moving through this holiday season in a new understanding of befriending their body.
And I will do that. And what I'm going to do today is I'm even going to really narrow the focus down more and focus on this topic that is so hot these days, cutting edge, and not many people know about it, and has to do with acidosis, how
yes.
most of you listening have metabolic acidosis, and you don't even know it. And I'll talk about detoxification and acidosis and the healing power of the right kind of water and whole body renewal. Because if you can get this and understand it and make some immediate changes in how you eat and how you live to alkalize your body more, you will be able effortlessly to heal your body head to toe, to lose extra weight, to feel better than you've ever felt before. So I'm going to start way back at the beginning and tell you exactly why this is important.
Susan, as you begin to get started, I know that more and more I hear doctors talk about inflammation and how inflammation is the cause of most of the disease that we experience in our body. Is that due to this metabolic acidosis?
And you see, you have no idea what I'm talking about, but you just took the words right out of my mouth, because most diseases and ailments and conditions have their beginning in the body being inflamed, the cells, the tissue, whatever. But what causes the inflammation? So we can take a couple steps back, and I'll tell you, it's the body being too acidic. So let me explain what I mean. Let me talk about what pH balance means, and then I'll get into the real specifics about the foods you want to emphasize and reduce or eliminate in your diet in order to alkalize your body. It will all make sense at the end, I promise. It can be a little complicated, but I'm going to make it as simple as possible. The pH levels of our body's internal fluids affect every single cell in the body. If you have increases or decreases in your pH, that can denature enzymes, it can harm important metabolic processes, it can result in serious health consequences. Now, basically, there are two ways to measure energy. One way is through, and I bet you've heard of this, it's called Kirlian photography, which measures the electromagnetic energy, or the megahertz, the vibrational frequency of foods. But there's another way to measure food energy, and it's through pH. Now, pH is an acronym, Carla, which means power of hydrogen, and the scale goes from 1 to 14. 1 to 7 is acid, 7 to 14 is alkaline. The number 7 right in the middle of the scale is often referred to as neutral. Now, our blood needs to be maintained at a 7.365 to maintain optimum health. Now, similarly, and I'm going to keep you on your toes because I'll be asking you a couple questions.
I'm writing everything down, I promise.
All right. Our temperature needs to be maintained at what to keep our bodies healthy?
97.6.
98.6.
98.6.
Okay. 98.6, yeah, that's right. Now, so when it moves even a little bit, let's say your grandson gets a temperature and he's 104, it just moved a little bit, but it can really affect us. And it's the same with the blood. It needs to maintain itself at a very delicate balance of 7.365 or 7.4, just like our temperature needs to be approximately 98.6. And here's what you need to understand, everyone, that your health is maintained when we maintain this alkaline pH. Now, all of the foods that we eat, once they're digested in our body, they create an ash, a digestive ash, and depending on the mineral composition of the food, the result is either acid or alkaline. And for you to be vibrantly healthy, scientists have now discovered that you need to eat 80% of your diet from alkaline-forming foods and 20% acid-forming foods. Now, you think of lemon, you think, well, that's definitely an acid-forming food. It's not, though. Once you digest it, it creates an alkaline ash in your body. So it's easy, 80% alkaline-forming foods to be vibrantly healthy, 20% acid. So you think, all right, that's easy. So what are acid foods? What are alkaline? For the most part, with a few little exceptions, most fruits and vegetables are alkaline-forming foods. That means that 80% of your diet needs to be from these kinds of foods. 20% need to be from acid, and all the other foods you eat, for the most part, with a few little exceptions, are acid-forming foods. So you can see, if you think about this, most people eat just the opposite. They eat 80% acid, 20% alkaline, and you need to reverse that. Now, all right, so how do we reverse it? And let me get into all of this in great detail. You've heard about you can get litmus paper. Do you know what litmus strips are?
Yeah.
That you can get at the pharmacy? All right. So what happens is when your organs, tissues, cells become too acidic, it creates an environment in your body that sets you up for disease. Now, let's talk for a moment about your urine. The normal range, you know me, I talk about things like this.
Yes, you do. That's why we love you. You tell it like it is.
Thank you. But, so the normal range of pH of the urine fluctuates from about 4.5 to 8. And the urine pH is a real good screening test to help predict a variety of disease states within the body because, as I mentioned, the diet has a huge influence on the pH of the urine and the body's pH throughout the day. And the only urine test worth doing, the pH urine test, is the very first one in the morning, because the body's first morning urine tells you what the kidneys are doing. And the kidneys do their work overnight. You're sleeping away and you're in dreamland, and your kidneys are working like little beavers. And then the urine is produced in the morning, and it's usually acidic. And to neutralize acidic waste, you want to drink alkaline water and eat an alkaline diet. Those are imperative, because if you don't do that, otherwise sodium, magnesium, calcium, these are all the alkaline minerals, they're depleted from the body. And when they're depleted and your body becomes too acidic, then the body begins to steal calcium from the bones. That's one of the most prevalent minerals, the alkaline minerals, and it wants to steal it from the bones to neutralize all the acidic waste in the kidneys. And in severe cases, what will that cause, Carla, if you leach too much calcium out of your bones because you're so acidic?
Well, it causes osteoporosis.
That's it. Exactly. Exactly. And in people who are not drinking alkaline water and eating an alkaline diet, the pH of the urine tends to be very acidic. So remember that control of your pH, in other words, changing the acidity in your body to alkaline environment, is so important. And to me, it's the number one most important step if you want to heal your body and be healthy.
So, you know, in past shows, Susan, we've talked about checking the color, you know, of our urine, that it's important to make sure it's not too yellow, because that means it's too concentrated, that we're not drinking enough water.
And it could be that you're overdoing the supplements you take. That can give you very colorful urine as well.
But so it's important that we check to make sure what the color is of our urine, even the odor, right?
Well, the odor, yeah, because it shouldn't be too odorous. And the more acidic you are, the more odorous it will be. But you still can't really tell the pH without taking that little strip of litmus paper and testing.
Kind of like what you do if women do for a pregnancy test.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly
pee
right.
on a piece of paper.
Yes, exactly. Now, the factors that cause an acidic shift within the body, listen to this, they include diet and processed foods, and I'll get specific about the foods in a moment, overeating, medications, lack of exercise, stress, toxicity, even depression and negative thought. And again, I'll get really specific about the foods you want to really avoid and then emphasize in a moment. But this highly, and now I want to talk about this metabolic acidosis, which so many people have. Doctors really don't know much about it. They never ask you about it. And to me, this is the crux of all disease right here. In fact, I'll go so far to say to you, and I know this will be controversial, but I'll say that diseases like diabetes, obesity, heart disease, arthritis, cancer, from all the 40 years of studying I've done, to me they're not diseases, but they're symptoms of excess acidity. And it's the same with most other diseases. And so when you change the whole body, and again, I keep saying this, but you'll know exactly how to do this before we're done. Instead of treating a specific disease or particular location in the body, when we take a holistic approach and we begin the process of dealing with our entire fluids of our body by alkalizing them, then that's going to impact every cell in the human body. So keep in mind that this highly acidic diet has created a medical condition in 95% of you listening right now called metabolic acidosis. And acidosis taxes the organs and the systems of the body as it tries to rid itself of all this acidic waste. And some acids are filtered through the kidneys and the colon, some excreted via your sweat, but many remain in the system. So in other words, Carla, acidosis is a condition in which there's too much acid in the body fluids. And acid occurs, when these acids build up and the blood pH falls below that 7.35 that we talked about before. And this is how most people's bodies are. And this condition weakens all body systems and creates an environment conducive to disease, including inflammation and all those diseases we just mentioned. But a neutral body maintains enough alkaline reserve, and I'll tell you how to do this, to prevent an acidic shift within the body. So keep in mind that when the body is too acidic, the alkaline reserves are depleted and the body is weakened. And after 20 years of studying this topic of acidosis, and I've written many articles on it. By the way, I know it's complicated, but what I did, knowing I'd be with you today, is if you go to my website, and it's my name, SusanSmithJones.com, the very first blog, I'm clicking on it right now, I posted this morning, is called An Alkaline Body is a Healthy Body, and it's all about maintaining an acid-alkaline balance. And if you go to, in the navigation bar, to articles, the second article says alkalize and revitalize. So I talk a lot about it right there.
And for those of you listening to the show or those of you who have downloaded the show, one thing that I can 100% promise you is that Susan is confident and believes what she is teaching us here. Susan looks a good 30 years younger than perhaps her age may indicate. I don't know. Susan will probably look like she's in her 30s and well into her 90s because she practices what she preaches. And what she's teaching us is cutting-edge, optimal well-being, healthy eating. So I just can't say enough how grateful I am, Susan, that you come on shows like Vibrant Living and share with our listeners the immense knowledge that you have accumulated over the past 40 years.
Well, thank you. And it really is my pleasure. And let's say someone's new to ever hearing me before or us together. So what you might not know is I've never taken any medications in my life. I haven't had a cold or a flu in almost, I'm 2 months shy of 28 years. But I know one of the main reasons is that I eat a very alkaline diet and I drink alkaline water, and I know exactly how to live and what to do to keep my body healthy. Or, you know, if I start to get a sore throat, I know what to do. And people come to me from all over the world, or I go to them and I teach them how to be healthy.
Now, your business is called Optimum Health, right, Susan?
It's Health Unlimited.
Health Unlimited.
Yeah, I started that in the early 80s. And you know, I learned from my grandmother as a teenager how to keep my body healthy. Now, here are some very specific foods which cause the acidic shift within the body. In other words, these are foods you want to eschew every chance you get.
Let's just stop right here, Susan, for a break, and we will return shortly for those foods that all of us want to pay attention to.
How far would I go? What could I achieve?
trusting the hero.
Now back to Vibrant Living, Life Coaching with Carla.
Hello, my friends. This is your host of Vibrant Living, Life Coach Carla. And on today's show, we have one of my favorite individuals, Susan Smith-Jones, who is a PhD and has been teaching optimum well-being for over 30 years. She is a prolific writer. She lives and follows everything that she shares with us. She has not taken any medication for the majority of her life. She is an expert in living that the vibrant life in a way that allows you to have optimum energy, optimum joy, you know, to be able to drink in life and express it as vibrantly as you long to. So we're talking about, although this is a heavy sounding title, we're talking about something that brings you renewed energy. We're talking about a condition doctors don't talk about, but that needs to be discussed. It's called metabolic acidosis. And the acid that we consume in our diet nowadays is causing great inflammation and disease in our body. And Susan is our expert to teach us the foods to eat and how to flush away that acid out of our system. Welcome back to Vibrant Living, Susan.
Thank you.
And I know we cut you off in the first segment, just as you were getting to that critical part about talking about foods. So will you share with our listeners now foods to pay attention to?
Yes. Now, remember, all the foods you eat, depending on their mineral composition, once they're digested, create in your body an acid or alkaline residue. You want 80% of the foods you eat to be more alkaline-forming foods. These are the foods that cause an acidic shift, what you do not want in your body. And I'll say this now, and I'll continue it later. I've had so many people over the years and decades will come to me, and the number one thing they will ask about is, how can I lose weight? And they might, you know, they do things I recommend. They sleep, they change their diet, they exercise, they keep stress down, they still struggle. And then I find out that I have them do a litmus test. I find out their body's really acidic, and it's caused by all the reasons I talked about before. And the moment I put them on good alkaline water and good alkaline foods, all of a sudden the extra weight seems to melt off the body. I've never found that not to happen. So
wow.
I bet I have your attention now. Also,
you do.
If anybody comes to me with headaches, chronic fatigue, any itises, any like arthritis, heartburn, nausea, hiatal hernia, diarrhea, constipation, thinning hair, gout, if they have poor circulation, cold feet, they can't get to sleep, eczema, psoriasis, IBS, no energy, migraines, lack of concentration, and especially inability to lose weight, the first thing I will check is the acidity in their body, and 99.9% of the time, they're too acid. And when you make your body more alkaline, and especially by drinking an alkaline water I'll talk to you about, then you can say goodbye to all those things I just mentioned, and you'll even start to grow hair if you need to. You'll say goodbye to sleepless nights and eczema and psoriasis and all kinds of indigestion. So let's get specific with the foods. All junk foods cause an acidic shift, like beer and hot dogs and foods made with white sugar, white flour, anything made with artificial flavoring and coloring. They all increase acidity, and so do all animal products, soda pops, alcohol, and anything with caffeine in it. I don't recommend caffeine for anybody. because one of the things it does immediately is it changes the acidic shift in your body. Now, and I'm going to talk about maintaining that delicate balance with your body. I mentioned a moment ago that you want to maintain a blood pH of 7.365. Thank you. In other words, the body does everything to preserve the delicate balance in your beautiful blood. Now, here's a metaphor that will help make all of this really clear. What would you do if you had a beautiful little goldfish and the fish was sick? Would you treat the fish or would you change the water?
Change the water.
Exactly. Now, that's a simple answer. We change the water. So the fish is a metaphor for the human cell. And the water that surrounds the cell, the fish, is our internal environment, the fluids of our body, which make up the majority of our body. And keep in mind that about 70% of our body is water. 30% is matter. It's the same with each cell in the body. It's also the same with planet Earth. I don't think that's a coincidence. God knew what she was doing. So when
a cell is
sick and tired, yeah, it's because of the environment. But when you begin to alkalize and energize the body, especially when you drink water from a machine that I've used for 20 years called an Ionizer Plus, then you start reclaiming your inner terrain. And so to alkalize the body, we really want to alkalize all the fluids in the body. Now, what I'm about to say might sound a little harsh, but it's just another clear way to understand this. Because people always say to me, well, what role does family history play in one's health? And family history, to me, Carla, is really a reflection of lifestyle. And, of course, there can be a predisposition to that which is genetic, but it's still lifestyle as well. And we all have lifestyle triggers. And I often compare it to that game called Russian Roulette where, you know, obviously no one's going to do this, but you take a gun, you put in one bullet in the chamber, you spin it, you put the gun into your head, and you pull the trigger. So the bullet represents the genetics, but the trigger represents the lifestyle. Now, this is very important. If you have a predisposition to something like diabetes or heart disease or breast cancer, then yes, that's family related. But we're pulling the lifestyle triggers by over-acidifying the internal environment. And when we do that, if we do that, then all those symptomologies will be expressed. So when we're dealing with, let's say, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, obesity, cancer, diabetes, you've got to remember that these aren't things that we get. These are things that we do through our lifestyle choices by pulling the trigger. And if we stop pulling the trigger, we move our lifestyle and then move our lifestyles into a cycle of balance, then health will be reflected rather than the symptoms that I've just mentioned. And when we become over-acidic, then that acidity is deposited all over the body. And the acid, by the way, settles into the weakest spots in the body. Let's say you had an injury as you played college football or track. Maybe you ran track or maybe you had a car accident in your 30s or whatever it might be. But when you're over-acidic, the acid always settles into those weakest spots. So if we have a predisposition, it will always go to the part of the body that's the weakest. And I call those our dead zones because like always attracts like. So as these acids accumulate within, not what we want, they will settle into the weakest part of the body, and that's where sickness or disease or aches and pains will then be reflected. High cholesterol is too much acidity. Arthritis is acidity that's been pulled out of the blood because, remember, the blood has to be maintained at approximately 7.365. So it crystallizes the acidity and it puts it in your joints. and gets it out of the blood. But here's the greatest thing, that you can change quickly your whole body by changing the diet and drinking the best alkaline water. So like I said before, Carla, rather than treating any specific disease or ailment or particular location in your body, like you say your hips hurt, your knees hurt, your lower back hurts, I take the holistic approach, and I always begin the process with the entire fluids of the body. And remember, the fluids make up 70% of your body. And when you start alkalizing them, that's going to impact every cell in the human body.
Now, so let me get this straight, Susan.
Yes.
Maybe this will be helpful for our listeners, too. So here's what I'm hearing. Okay, first thing in the morning, get a litmus test. Find out whether my body is acid or alkaline. I want it to be alkaline. I do not want it to be acid.
And it will be acid. And just know, you don't have to do this every day of your life, but this is just what you do just to get a baseline. And then we'll change your diet and the water you drink, and you'll see the litmus test change in the morning.
So would it be a color? Is that what the litmus test does?
Yeah, because it will go through the chart. It goes through the different colors.
Okay.
And you match
what
the little strip, the color it will change with a strip on the little test kit you get that costs a few dollars at a pharmacy.
So we want to be drinking ionizer plus water that will alkalize the fluid in our body. 70% of our body, you say, is fluid, which, you know, is we know it is fact. You know, we got fat and tissue and organs and that, but 70% of our body is fluid. So we want to be drinking fluid to reduce the acid in our body.
That is the quickest way to alkalize your body, because it takes a while for foods to digest. And because, like we just said, 70% of the body is made up of fluids, that's the quickest way. Let me mention a couple more things, and then I'll talk about water and why you don't want to buy alkaline water at a health food store. But people often will say to me, before they've heard me give a talk, Susan, please don't tell me to give up the foods I love, because I love them and I'm not going to do it. It's amazing how often I hear this. And people will say to me, I don't want to give up my coffee, my steak, my eggs, my ham, bacon, chicken, beer, and especially soda pop, so acidic. And people believe it's impossible to make the transition. And I even know a few people that before they came to see me, they drank 10 to 15 cans of soda pop a day. But here is the beauty of alkalizing your body, Carly. This is just so amazing. What happens when you put the light and the energy, because when you alkalize your body, you put light into it, and the energy, and you put in the alkalinity, which also adds more electrons into your body, everything starts changing. You won't even need to give up soda pop, because it gives you up. You will no longer crave it. And all you have to do is begin the process of alkalizing your body. And then these foods and habits, even smoking and overeating, will give you up. You'll lose your appetite for these kinds of foods and drink and lifestyle, so you end up changing the way you eat in spite of yourself. You'll even start craving salads, and you'll lose a taste for sweets and ice cream. It's remarkable about what happened, about everything that happens. And when children start drinking alkaline water, and the results are the same with adults, but their concentration improves, their ability to focus improves, their ability to stay balanced improves, they'll be able to say goodbye to attention deficit and hyperactivity instead of taking all those medications that make them more acidic. Remember, all the medications you take make your body acidic. So in other words, as I keep saying, you're not treating the symptoms, you're changing the child's or yours internal environment by alkalizing, energizing, and revitalizing. Now, 20 years ago, I bought a machine through this great company in Boulder, Colorado. It's called, the company's called High Tech Health. They make two things. I have both of them. I wouldn't be ever be without them. One is an infrared sauna. And by the way, when your body is toxic, it becomes much more acidic. And when you take an infrared sauna every day and you start healing your body and sweating out all the toxins, not only does that make you more alkaline, but it just reverses aging. And while you and I will do a whole show on the healing power of sweating, maybe in January, that would be wonderful.
I think that sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great topic. But for now, if you go to SusanSmithJones.com, and in the navigation bar, go to articles. And the first article is the healing power of sweating and infrared saunas. You can read about the saunas right there. So I got this machine. It's called the Ionizer Plus. Now, some people go to a health food store, and they probably have close to 15 brands, at least I know of 15, of alkaline water in bottles. And I never recommend you get them for a few reasons. Number one, they're very expensive, and you'd want to drink 6 to 8 bottles a day, and they cost between $3 and $4 each. So that can be very pricey. Secondly, it's not good for the environment. Three, often the taste of the plastic goes into the water, so you taste it. And four, even though these bottles tell you the alkaline, they might say that the alkaline pH is 9.5. I did a test a month ago, and I got 15 bottles of alkaline water, and 13 of it, and I'm like a mad chemist here. I've got this little liquid that you can put into the bottle and it changes colors, and I can find out instantly that pH level. And 13 of the 15 were not the level that they said. The 14th was, but the 15th one really tasted like plastic from the bottle. And what people don't realize is when you have a simple machine, you hook up to your kitchen sink, I'll tell you about it in a moment, that purifies and makes perfect alkaline water. In 2 days, you lose the perfect pH. It's still purified water, but you want to drink it within 2 days of coming out of the Ionizer Plus. And I'll tell everyone after the break how you can get $300 off the machine.
This is Life Coach Carla saying you're listening to Vibrant Living with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and we're talking about how to have vibrant health, renewed energy, and never, never have to worry about gaining weight in the future. Hello, my friends. This is your host of Vibrant Living, Life Coach Carla, and my guest today is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and we're talking about the cause of 95% of diseases within our body are caused by the foods we eat and the water that we're drinking, that we can make a significant shift from the aging process to the state of vibrant well-being by the water we drink, the food that we eat, the thoughts that we think, and the exercise that we give our body. And Susan, we're talking about metabolic acidosis today. And I know that you wanted to give our listeners the benefit of your wisdom throughout the holiday season. So instead of being drained and exhausted and fat by the time January 2014 rolls around, they're vibrant and enthusiastic and alive and glowing with radiant health. So I'm turning the show completely over to you now.
All right. And we have 3 more hours.
Right.
And I know the foods you eat over the holiday time cause even more acidity than most times of the year. And so it's so important for everyone. I mean, this is the best gift you can give yourself for the holidays. It's a machine, very simple. It hooks up to your system in the kitchen, to your faucet. It's called an Ionizer Plus. And you can go to hightechhealth.com, or you can read about it on my website, susansmithjones.com. But what it does is it takes your tap water and it removes contaminants and chlorine, chemicals, taste and smell. And then the water is treated with this ultraviolet for disinfection. And then it enters this, it's very high tech, you see, it enters this electrolysis chamber where it's treated with a precise direct current that divides it into either alkaline water or acid water. Now, I know none of you listening are probably going to completely clean up your diet and give up all those things I mentioned before, but at least you can drink the water throughout the day. And if you drink coffee and caffeinated tea, you make it with this alkaline water. You can add the alkaline water to fruit juices to make them easier to digest. You can use it for any recipe that calls for water, like rice, pasta, beans, eggs, soups. I even use it to steam vegetables. I wouldn't use regular tap water, even though the vegetables don't even touch the water. And by the way, get out a pen and paper, because I'll give you a couple toll-free numbers in a moment. I use the acid water that it makes. I make ice cubes out of it and rub it on my skin at the end of my shower because it puts the acid mantle, which is good for your skin, back on your skin. And I also water my plants with the acid water. And if you want the most beautiful plants in the world, it's amazing what happens when you give them the right water. But the alkaline water, any way you would use water for drinking or cooking. And besides, don't forget your animals. Your animals also want this good, healthy, alkaline water. Now, and when you first drink it, you'll find the first few days, your litmus test in the morning, the first urine test, will actually be slightly darker and more acidic. And that's because your kidneys are washing out all of the toxins. But then within a week, you'll see a difference in the pH in the morning. And within 10 to 30 days, everything from irritable bowel to eczema, psoriasis, all of that will go away. Within days, you'll begin to see that the weight starts coming off. That is one of the most amazing benefits of this machine. Now, again, you can read about it at susansmithjones.com. Check out the first blog. Go to articles. Click on the second article. But you could go right to the company. And the woman I talked to there, if I ever have any questions, because she's the one that taught me that, you know, because when I first got the machine in for 15 years, I used to put it in special bottles, keep it refrigerated. Little did I know that within 2 days, you lose the good pH alkalinity. It's still purified water, but you don't have the benefit of the right pH. You want it at about 9.5. So the person I go to at this wonderful company, and remember, they only sell the Ionizer Plus and an infrared sauna, two things I would never be without. Their number, it's a toll-free number in Boulder, Colorado, and you want to ask for Emily. She's their product specialist. So any questions you have, you call her. And if you say you heard Susan talking to Reverend Carla on the radio, you can get, for a limited time, $300 off your purchase of an Ionizer Plus. Here's their toll-free number, 800-794-5355. Emily's extension is 802. So once again, it's 800-794-5355, and Emily's extension 802, and the way to get $300 off is just say I heard Susan talking, or whatever you call me, Susan Jones, Susan Smith Jones, Dr. Susan, talking to Reverend Carla about the Ionizer Plus. So they said I could give this discount to anyone I want. I've had one of these machines, Carla, one in my office and one in my home for almost 20 years, I've never once had a problem with it. And
Susan,
here are some things.
How much water should people drink?
I was just going to say that.
Oh, good.
You want to drink between 6 and 8 glasses of this water a day. Another reason, you don't want to buy the bottles, because this machine within 4 months pays for itself rather than getting bottles which aren't even the right pH at a health food store. And here's some things you can find right away that will happen. You'll begin to lose weight. Your skin will take on a youthful glow. You'll have energy. You'll have better circulation. You'll sleep better. If you have eczema or psoriasis, you can take little, like, cotton pads and put the acid water on it right on top of the eczema or psoriasis. And within a few days to a couple weeks, you'll see it begin to clear up. You know, you won't get headaches anymore, migraines. You'll concentrate better. If you need hair growth, you'll see hair growth. It's unbelievable what happens when you just change the fluids in your body. Now, if you don't get a machine right away, then really focus on diet. The diet, you want to increase the fresh fruits and vegetables and leafy greens. These are the foods.
That needs to be 80% of your plate, right, Susan?
There you go. Boy, you do pay attention. Yeah, all greens, especially leafy greens and veggies and fruits.
So this is Life Coach Carla saying, if you've enjoyed Susan's tips for today, join me, because I am starting that Ionizer plus water to see how that improves my diet. And January 14th, Susan will be back on Vibrant Living for a show, Switch Your Way to Vitality. This is Coach Carla saying to each and every one of you, dare to live boldly, love lavishly, and laugh loudly. Until next week, my friend, be vibrant.
If I were brave, I'd walk.